We're going into our third year. It is a four-year program. I know that the start of this program, we were very excited in terms of moving our first cohort forward. And at the time, we weren't entirely prepared with our housing yet. We had some delays on our build and the renovation of what was the old Pinewood School on 71 Rourke. However, that moved very quickly. And, of course, we had to look at some of the schematics and to add in some of the supports that we required as well. So, you know, with that particular building, we do have a name for it, especially our residential side, and we call it Ozasun, which actually means nest in Ojibwe.
Can you talk about the need for this program in the community and kind of the approach that you take?
You know, when we were looking at some of the barriers in terms of Indigenous women and being the sole parenting person within the families and the difficulty that they had moving from a very dependent system such as OW to moving into a opportunities for themselves for education and employment. At the time, we noticed there was many Indigenous women with dependents were stuck in the system. So when we explored this, how to move them forward, we kind of had to evaluate what was going to be required to remove barriers. And that included housing. It included safe housing. It also included a number of wraparound services, childcare, transportation, tutoring, counseling, mentoring, you know, all of those things to try and remove those barriers to enable these women to be successful. And that's kind of how the program was built. We looked at a model from Toronto, which was Homeward Bound. And, of course, we had to look at NCAP to capture Indigenous women and some of the culturally safe programming or supports that would be required.
Talk about just the wraparound services. This is a very, very broad program.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we look at in terms of our whole intake process is there's a series of interviews that go through that process, and we have to determine readiness. Not only of the family, but of, you know, the structure around that family. You know, we have to evaluate what they would require academically. Perhaps it's upgrading before they enter into the post-secondary. You know, the other service, if they have children, do those children have any special needs? How are we going to accommodate that? You know, the other thing is culturally. What does the family require culturally in order to be successful? Are there any other issues that, you know, that we didn't consider that a family may face? So, you know, through that whole intake process, it's a very strict process, and it's a very, very much a screening process as well. You know, but also to provide that hope, to provide that that kind of incentive, that type of encouragement to have individuals believe that they can accomplish this. So it takes time. It is a four-year program. And, you know, always trying to encourage and support individuals through that process. You know, when I think of some of these women that have come through, they have always looked at, you know, I would like to provide a better life for my child. I want to be off of a socially dependent system. And they look to education and employment as part of that, education, employment, and training. And, you know, some of the things, though, that they did identify was childcare in particular, and not just any childcare, but an Indigenous-led childcare. And that's a very important part of our programming, is that we do have an Indigenous-led family child care. Again, wide range of age groups for some of these children, or for some of these families, and we have to be able to accommodate that. Some of the collaborations, this was not an easy process. We had to get engagement of many partners in the community, and that included Ontario Aboriginal Housing, the City of Dryden, Kenora District Services Board, the Confederation College, and Dryden Bridges Literacy Program as well.
And we talked about the value for not only the participants, but really this streams to the bureaucratic side of things, with cost savings for the government.
My goodness, when you look at the cost savings to both provincial and municipal governments, you know, when you look at the funding and the continued partnering that we have with mainstream services, like this really, when you really look at the actual costs of keeping someone on a, or for an individual to stay on a very supported system, this system eventually moves you out to an independent lifestyle. And I believe this is going to be the way of service to move individuals forward to be successful. You know, one of the things that I believe is required for a program to be successful, and this is definitely evident in what we see in Dryden Urban Indigenous Homeward Bound, is the sense of relationship that we have with our partners, a strong respect that we have, and an understanding between the Dryden Native Friendship Center, the City of Dryden, KDSB, the Confederation College, and Dryden Bridges Literacy, because all of us have that drive and that willingness to support and at some point go the extra mile in order for these women to see the dream of becoming independent and to becoming educated to support that dream and to help it become a reality.